Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to Queen Vi's Reality Talk. I'm your host, Queen Vi, alongside my co-host, Mr. Hakim Nuba.
Hey, hey, hey. Peace, Queen.
How are you? just with everything going on with this storm and everything. Everybody safe?
Hey.
Everybody good?
Yep, so far so good. I've checked on all the kinfolk. And, everyone's accounted for. I know no friends or family who've been caught up in this northeast storm. Is, you know, been tore up a damn thing. And I've never in my days seen boats pulling people out of their second floor of their homes in Philadelphia. So this is new to me. But this is, you know, this is the new normal now. The tornadoes and shit in Philly.
It was so many sightings, and I was just like, I never seen nothing like it. You know, 2020 and 2021 is like showing their ass, ain't they?
Yeah, man. That's exactly what it is. It's showing nothing but cheekets. All the cheeks are hanging out with Mother Nature, and she need to cover that shit up because I'm tired of seeing it. You know, but like I said, it ain't going to stop. It's just getting started. So, yeah, man, you know, it's a part of life now, so we'll be all right. We'll get through it. You got to stay strong.
At this point, I can try to predict nothing and just try to prepare for anything.
A lot
of places out in Jersey, we got hit so bad. You have whole towns that basements is flooded or even up to their first floor. You know, a lot of homeowners don't have flood insurance because this is not, you know, where they use the floods at. So, you know, that people, cars, it's just...
Yeah. It's a sad situation, and I hope everyone who's been misplaced or their homes got messed up, I hope everyone finds their way to shelter and, file them insurance claims. Get y'all back on track. Hope the insurance can prop y'all up in a nice, comfy hotel until things get straight. But, yeah, you know, get ready, y'all. This is the new normal. So. So what we're doing today, goddammit. What we're doing?
Welcome, episode one, people, to Y'all Some Freaks. This is the first episode of Sex, Life, and Relationships, and we're going to have a discussion about modern sex trends, freaky fetishes, and how social media plays a role in the sexual revolution. So your questions and comments are welcome. Any ones that we did receive, we will read them live on the air and answer them, give them our input, advice, et cetera, as we usually do. Remember, you can call in 929-477-1436. Don't forget to press 1 on your telephone keypad to go live with us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Okay. This is first show. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. And happy Born Day.
Ah, thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate it, appreciate it. Appreciate it.
So as you
I'm working on my birthday.
As you guys know, a couple of shows ago, we said it was Hakeem's born day. He was going to get to pick the topic. You know, not surprised, but I love it.
Well,
right,
know,
his alley.
I mean, well, we figure we start off slow. You know, this show isn't going to be too heavy. It's just a bunch of people talking shit about shit y'all like to do. I do got, boy, it didn't take long for me to get a whole gang of questions in, that's for sure. But, yeah, I mean, we're going to make it fun and try to answer some things and have a little chit-chat about some things as quickly as possible. You know, I have several women who have written, and I'll just sum it up in all these three, about three or four, who are all hinting around the idea that they're having a problem with men who come too fast. I haven't heard that in a while until I start taking these damn questions. I thought brothers figured that out now.
You would think.
What the fuck?
But in order to figure things out, you have to listen.
I don't get it. How are y'all still having problems with popping off too fast? I don't get it. But yeah, in a nutshell, people want tips. Is there any products? Is there anything out there that they recommend? Let's see. What says the queen?
Well, first of all, mental is about pacing yourself. It has cock rings. Let's try some foreplay. If you can get the female off before you even penetrate her, then you're already halfway there. You know? You gotta give her one. And then if you come fast and she get a second one in, it might not be that bad because you already put some work in. Well, what I can say is when people aren't and you gotta like slow up. Y'all know that little trick y'all do when y'all about to come and y'all don't want to just yet, you slow up, you change the stroke pattern or something to kind of regain yourself again. You know, stop. Don't do that little, you know, yeah, y'all think y'all slick, but we know it.
He's telling all our business. But it works, though. It works.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, when you...
Don't be jackhammering it. Like, stop acting like, you know, a teenager and it's your first time. It's no need to rush. Take your time. Explore. Add some toys. Add some games. Do some role-playing. Kind of... build it up, and maybe she'll be so aroused and there from everything before, she might come fast with you.
All right, let me stop you right there. Let me ask you this. Let's say they do all of that, and the foreplay game is immaculate. I mean, he not a suck them titties. He not a eat the cooch. He eat that butt like his goddamn, you know, that free lunch we used to get at kids, you know, as kids. He do everything, all that right. But when he finally get in, he hut one, hut two, hut three. He done. Motherfucker done faster than oatmeal. What do we do?
That's it.
How
so, I mean, some people just have that problem. Okay, if he comes fast, help him get it up, back up even faster. I mean, sometimes you can't help when somebody comes fast. But if you can help get him back up, you know, so he can continue, finish what he's supposed to be doing, that's different.
Oh, man.
Some people, it's just no getting around it.
Yeah. Shout out to Coco Kimmy listening in from Kingston. And she says, Kingston, Jamaica, that is. She says, nah, Vi's trying to be nice. She know damn well she would throw that motherfucker out the door if he busts fast.
No. I'm being asked for advice. You ain't saying what I
man.
Do.
Oh, so
you
it's said okay what for the next woman.
Buy the toys. Do the foreplay.
That motherfucker can get in there, boy.
I'm trying to give advice. Because if someone has an issue, that means, and it's a continuous issue, that means they're giving this person chance after chance after chance. So obviously it's something that they might like about this person. So they trying to figure it out. They need help. They want to be with this person. That person just lacking in this department here. You know? So, yeah.
Look at you.
She's
trying to save relationships.
Correct. I'm trying to do my part. Now, she's absolutely right. What I would do, because that's a big thing for me. The person wouldn't even have that many chances. So.
Yeah, I mean, the best advice I can, I'm not going to lie. I've only had those kind of situations when I know it's been a long time. And I done did a bid in the celibacy house, right? I'm caught ringing it up. Sometimes double up. You know, the joint with the double ring, one go around the balls, the other one go on the dick. You want to hold back as much as possible. Especially if you got that wop-wop. If that motherfucker got the gorilla grip, I see y'all talking about and your little memes and shit, it got the gorilla grip. It's fat with a gorilla grip. And this boy ain't bust no cheeks in like 6 months or longer. Oh, he can foreplay his ass off. He get in there, it's a rat. So what we used to do back in the day is just rub one out before you get to her crib or rub one out before she come to the crib. You know, and get yourself together. You know what I mean? But don't tire yourself out. Because some of you dudes, man, I hear y'all motherfuckers. Y'all be out here rubbing one out, and then y'all go to sleep. Because that's what y'all do all the time. You can't do that when company coming over. You can't do that when you're on your way to go see her. You know what I mean? So rub it out earlier in the day. Give yourself enough time. Build up that, you know, rejuvenation shit. That way when you go over there, you trying to, you know, you're trying to bust them cheeks and make her happy because you want to come back again, especially if it's that good stuff. You want a return phone call. Ain't nobody going to call you back if you in there and you done quicker than a damn Hot Pocket in the microwave. It's a wrap. 2 minutes, done.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
You sound stressed over there, Hakim.
Yeah, because I'm looking at this next one. I'm trying to figure out how to ask this question without being gross, but okay, here we go. All right. Anal sex, queen. A lot of folks are interested into the wonderful world of anal sex. And... what do you do when Tom, that's the name he wants to use. He does not want to use his real name because he's a friend of the show. He says recently he has been using butt plugs with his woman. They upgraded to a larger butt plug, and then she had an accident on him. He said after the first time, he chalked it up as, okay, we don't do this on full stomachs. The second time, it was after they went out and got some drinks, came home, and it happened again. So he's trying to ask what can be done to prevent this kind of stuff.
And that's one of those things you're supposed to prepare for, the way you eat. Sometimes alcohol don't sit right with people, too. If the alcohol is too sweet, just in general, even without, you know, using a butt plug or doing any type of anal play. You have to know your body. You know, the certain way you eat is, like I said, certain things you can't drink that may be too sweet or something. Maybe if it's only because they moved up to a bigger size, but how about just scale it back? Go back to the size, you know, where it wasn't a problem at. It could be different things. Unless it was the same thing The only common thing I can say in both instances is that you had a bigger size. You know, because he said one was when they came back from drinks, right? And another time they, you know, went out to dinner or something like that. The only common thing in both of those scenarios is you use a bigger size.
Mm-hmm.
So scale back. Maybe you just have to work with, you know, what you were doing before. I mean, it's not meant for everybody to upgrade all the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, how you eat and what you consume plays a part in these things, too.
Yeah. I struggle with this one, but perfectly honest with y'all, we get a lot of these questions, back on our previous show for our Q&A. This is the thing. A lot of people are having anal sex without properly maintaining themselves. If you know that you are really trying to be in the anal game, like seriously, you need to clean yourself out, especially when you're going to be utilizing bigger butt plugs and other toys. And this whole idea of anal gaping is a real life thing. A lot of black folks are getting into it. Women are taking bigger dicks up their ass. I don't know what to tell you. But if you know that you didn't ate at Applebee's today or you had some White Castle, you need, before he come through, to mandingle your butt cheeks. Clean yourself out. Take the time and clean it out because nobody wants damn peanut butter on a hoagie roll. Okay? It ain't fun. It ain't cute. It ain't sexy unless you into that weird shit. But yeah, clean it up. I mean, get it together because you know that he's about to come bust them cheeks. Literally, and you don't want mud butt. So I hope that answered the 7 people who have written in over the last 2 months about mud butt. Wow, I really didn't want, but I had to cover it so we can get it off the table. All right, masturbation queen. Is there such thing as too much?
Only if it's affecting your day to day. If it's not, if you can do it as much as long as it's not becoming an addiction. Because we all say that things aren't a problem until it's affecting your day to day. Or if it is affecting your sex life with your mate, then yes, it's too much because now you're not pleasing your mate. And you're being selfish.
Yeah. One of the things I'm hearing from men and women, some folks, it's masturbation has become a daily routine. It's a part of our sleep routine to some of us. Some people got to rub one out before they go to bed every night. You know, especially the single folks who don't have that easy access to some sex. They are feeling like that they have to masturbate just to relax themselves, stay calm, start their day, end their day. And I'm finding more and more after my little research of listening in on some conversations on Clubhouse, listening in on various podcasts and such. Can you enlighten us on how that can cause a problem in your sex life?
I'm sorry, after you cut out a little bit. You're talking about as far as...
Masturbation. How can it cause a problem with your sex life?
If you are so drained that you cannot, have sex with your partner... another thing is sometimes if certain people masturbate too much, they can't come unless they masturbate. So therefore, when they get in that, the real stuff, it's not getting them off, you know, because they're used to their hand. They're used to touching themselves so much. And I knew someone that had that situation. sorry for her, but her dude had that situation where he was doing it so much before they got together. Then they got together. It was a situation where it's like they can't finish together because after, you know, after she comes, he has to rub one out because that's the only way he was able to get off. So, you know, that can kind of mess with somebody's head. Okay, am I not pleasing you? Do you not like it or whatever? And it has absolutely nothing to do with her. It's just that he was just so used to touching himself, you know? Mm-hmm. So that can cause a problem because once somebody feel like that they can't please their mate because they have to touch themselves, it plays in it mentally, emotionally, and then eventually she may not want to have sex because she's taking it as, you know, I'm not pleasing him anyway. So those are some of the ways that, you know, it can mess with the sex life, it can interfere with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of the things that I thought. Shout out to Nazia. She said it's overstimulating. Yeah, I agree. Definitely overstimulating. You know? So I guess the solution to that problem is to just stop, take a break, spread it out a little bit. Because some of y'all are doing twice a day. You know, I've even heard women say they're going to their car on their lunch break. So I don't know.
Oh.
But yeah, it's a thing, and I didn't realize it until I heard it discussed on so many different platforms, and I was like, well, shit, I'm about to bring this up and see what the queen thinks. You know, I didn't know that was a thing of so many people feeling the need to do that throughout the day. So like they always say, you're never too old to learn some new shit. So for all of you who can't stop touching yourself, take it easy, because when you get the real thing, it might not feel right.
Right.
Yeah. Friend zone, Queen. Friend zone, friend zone, friend zone.
Mm-hmm.
I have had several conversations with friends about that friends with benefits, and then they put the guy in the friend zone. There's always y'all with this shit. Men don't do shit like this. This is a woman's goddamn thing. You give a man some ass, and he's your friend. Right? Y'all cool. Y'all just kicking it. Y'all got a good vibe, and y'all fuck a couple times, and you starting to see he catching feelings. So you friend zone his ass, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to call this man about and have a friendly conversation. Is that something that you would advise against? Like, the fuck?
Is that person going to be a friend? That person's going to be a friend. I'm not going to cross that line. Often people sign up for things that they really can't handle. You know, some people could be like, okay, it's just going to be a sex thing. And it don't. People catch feelings. And then you done basically took a chance and it don't work out. And now the vibe is different. You know, the way y'all interact is different because, let's be honest, if he likes her and he done caught feelings, he don't want to talk about the football game. He do not want to talk about love and hip-hop. You know, he wants you. He want to touch you, you know? So me, I don't mix the two. I don't, because sometimes there's no going back. And then they wonder why they have a friend that, well, someone they're calling a friend that every time you turn around, they sabotage in the next relationship they get in. Because they don't really want to be just a friend. Can't play with people's emotions and their feelings. People have to be honest with what they are really able to deal with and handle. If people know that they fall, you know, for people, and they can't do the friends with benefits, don't do it. But me, if I meet someone with the tensions on being a friends with benefits, once the sex, you know, is no longer a benefit, and that's why you decided to be with them, then there's no need for me to be in any more contact with them for that reason. It'll be awkward, you know, weird, on their behalf anyway, not on mine, because I could cut it turn it on and cut it off. Like, it's not that big of a deal. But everybody isn't built, you know, that way. So people got to be honest with themselves, what they really can deal with, and stop trying to be in people's lives and accept what they're trying to give you, knowing that you want more than that, because you're only hurting yourself. You're only setting yourself up. But
yeah, y'all gotta stop playing games, all right? You know, listen. Let me try to make your lives a little bit easier. If you're gonna have friends with benefits, and you cross that line, y'all cool, y'all kicking at your friends, and then y'all decide to start fucking. Your exit strategy has to be legit, because you're gonna make some man crazy. You cannot put the whammer on a man and then just stop, give it a week, and then call him on busting up talking about what we, you know, did you see the such and such that was out in the movie? That shit funny as fuck, ain't it? He going to look at the phone and be like, you don't get the fuck off my phone? You can't play those kind of games. Just because you saw he's catching feelings, that's a natural occurrence. What you're supposed to do is check them right there. Say, oh, you fucking up. You ain't supposed to catch feelings. Secure that shit or the pussy walks away. What you think he going to do? If he's smart, he going to secure that shit and not bring up his feelings anymore, because he don't want the pussy train to stop coming through to make deliveries. But if you're going to react that way and push him away and then try to come back on the buddy-buddy, it's not going to work.
So lay down the rules for
the day. Thank you. Because I'm sick and tired of getting so many women complaining and bitching and moaning about this particular situation, and y'all caused it, right? If you know you got that good, expect him to want to. There has to be expectations. He is not going to want to just smash and not want a little bit more. Right? At the very least, he wants to guarantee there ain't nobody else smashing. You can't have it's sad. It's not fair. I'm being open and honest with you, tell this shit ain't fair. But guess what? Y'all gotta play the game a little bit differently. There's a different kind of dude running around. You got the crazy ones. You got the ones who fucking fall in one good shot of pussy, and them niggas love you. So you got all these different types of man running loose. The over-emotional, the over-sensitive. Y'all got to be careful of how y'all picking and choosing, and I get it. Situationships is winning right now. Friends with benefits is winning right now. I understand that, but play chess, not checkers. Because some of y'all, he got a good dick, he want to keep coming back, but the whole time he like, this pussy too good for her to be giving it to somebody else, so I'm gonna try to make a move for a relationship, knowing he really don't want it. He just want to lock your pussy down. He just want to lock your pussy down. Because if he wanted a relationship from the jump, he would approach it that way. So y'all got to move a little bit different. Threesomes, queen. Threesomes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. My main man, Chris from Delaware, is back. And Chris is saying that he has had a nightmare scenario. My fiance recently had a conversation with her bestie, the one that she went to college with, the one that I've been peeping on Instagram, the one with that fat ass, pretty face, and yes, she got a boob job. Don't clown me, Hakim. But she bad as shit. So after they had that conversation, my wife hit me up and said, listen, I think we should do this. Now, here's the problem. She slid through, spent the whole weekend before anything happened. And the night before she left, we all got it in. We smoked some weed, had some drinks, and we were just having a great time. I pulls her panties off, getting ready for the doggy position. I was even going to eat it, but her pussy smelled like trash. What? Am I wrong? am I wrong for continuing to bust her ass, or am I a piece of shit for not making her get in the shower? So, Queen, I'm sure you know a little something about something. You got two of your man slaves, right? And you finally say, okay, I'm a party boo for you motherfuckers. And you pull the drawers off one, and the balls smell like an old sauerkraut and onion hot dog. What you going to do?
First of all, I'm immediately turned off, and there will be no sessions. Because he should have washed his ass. When he knew, first of all, if you wash your ass on a regular basis, you don't have to worry about, oh, my God.
Am I wrong for busting her ass?
Listen, I'm curious. You know, he's a friend to the show. I'm curious what did his shorty think about it. Cause I'm gonna lie. If I was a person in that scenario, I'd be looking at him sideways.
Yeah, I need a part two.
I'm like, oh, so you just don't care, garbage juice and all. You just don't care.
Yeah,
first
man.
Of all,
yeah.
If you continue on, because as a woman, she should have got up, pulled her friend to the side, you know, or played it off like, you know, let's go take a shower, like something. I wouldn't have been able to perform.
Well, you know what?
I mean, that is a fetish, right?
Yeah, it is. But he's not a fetish kind of guy. He's you're fucking weird. But listen, man. I get it. Yeah, I get it. I really do get it. I've never done any shit like that before, but I understand the psychology of it. And I've heard brothers say all the time, yeah, take one for the team, right? I need a part two. I need you to write back in or call and do something. Let us know if your wife put her face in that musty-ass place, right? Did she have, did she actually put her mouth on some funky-ass cooch? I got to know. So write back in and we'll touch back on the story.
And I need to know, is he completely turned off or do they want to do it again?
Yeah, that's a good question because you cut it off on your travesty. That's crazy. There's no way in hell that you should be fucking some stink puss. And I get it. You want to do it because you had your eye on her for a while. But sometimes, man, it just ain't worth it. It just ain't worth it.
You could have had his eye on it for 10 years.
Yeah.
I would have turned blonde. I wouldn't have been interested anymore.
Yeah. You know, it's crazy. Because it goes to show you right there that sometimes, man, our desire and our fantasies and our lust can all come at one time and make us do some dumbass shit. Now, what you going to do, brother, if she got some fucking STIs going on? That's why it smelled like the goddamn the sidewalk after the truck pull off. You know what I mean? You got to – I don't know. God bless you. You're stronger than me. Ain't no way in the world I want a woman that bad. You know, I don't give a fuck how good she look. You pull her drawers back and that funk just come up and punch you in the face. Ain't no way in hell. I'm out of here. You know, I'm out of here. One of the things he could have did the old AR, let's go get in the shower routine.
Right.
It works. I tell people all the time, if somebody stink, be the smart one, be the leader. Say, hey, let's take this shit in the shower. That way you wash them up. Fellas, when you got your threesome, one of them musty and funky, you get everybody in the shower. Be the leader. Be the king. Don't have your room smelling like fucking cabbage. Come on, let's go. Be smart. All right. Let's see. I'm trying to finish this. Okay, Queen. How are you? All right. I got a confession here that someone wants to, they want our opinion. And it's regarding to giving head. But let me ask you this first. What do you recommend a woman to do when she wants to improve her skills in between relationships?
In between relationships.
Like, you know, I've been single for a couple months. I'm dating a guy. I ain't do it yet, but I want to sharpen my skills because I sucked that fucking dick last time. I want to do better. What do you recommend they do?
You just want me to just tell these females out here to get a practice dummy? Is that what you're trying to get to advise them to do?
I just want to pick your brain.
Oh God, I can't relate. I mean, you
know
what? You know what? Because for me, it's about because everybody has different wants when it comes to it. So when you get with that new person, hey, what that last person might didn't like, that new person might like. You're supposed to learn the person that you're with body, you know, what gets them off, what they like, listen to them, whether they moan or not. I don't want to tell them to go get a practice dummy. But for me, unless they have someone that they actually, you know, can give them some head and see how they react, it's no, you know, you can do the two hands, the hair rotation, and that person might not be what that next person likes.
Hmm. Well, just for the record, the two-hand twist, we all love that shit.
I mean,
you find a man
you
that don't
like
it, run.
You can only like it if two hands can fit.
Yeah, that's true, too. Yeah. Because if you got a If you got the Vienna sausage, you ain't going to be able to do the – you got to do the
y'all
ladies with the long nails.
With the two fingers? Would you substitute the two hands with the two fingers if it's Vienna?
I guess. Look, whatever makes them happy, right? If you love your man and he got that little inky-dinky, he ain't got no dick. He got a little inky-dinky. Listen, you got to use them two fingers. Rub them together like, you know, the sign for money. Do you rubbing your fingers together? Give him one of them joints. A little friction on his little dick.
Okay, first of all, I will find out
a little dick
about
people.
That.
That's not fair.
I will find that out before I fall in love, before I catch any feelings.
Yeah. Well, let's read. Let's read this confession, and I will be posting it on the Queen Viral Reality Talk Facebook page so everyone can chime in and give us their take on what this young lady can do. And here's the kicker, Queen. She is 18 years old. And she's 18-year-old female, and she wants to be called Softy Slutty. And she sent this in from Reddit. She says, I've been practicing giving face fuck with a dildo. I wanted to see if you were off for the dildo option, but you didn't. Okay. So
the reason why I didn't, because you can't get a reaction from it. So you don't know, like, you know.
Yeah.
What people know how to do with, you know, when they're playing around or whatever is completely different when it's the real thing now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let me read this slutty confession. Since I've been practicing giving face fuck with a dildo, I've been like this the whole week, and I don't know why these days I'm so horny and can't help it. I'm riding my dildo. Ha, ha, ha. Okay, and somehow sucking my dildo and rubbing my clit makes me come harder. I found this out in between relationships, and I'm dating someone, but we haven't got it in yet. So, also, I want to do the best blowjob. That's why I'm practicing. But I don't know if I'm doing good or not. I really hope someone can tell me, but sadly, I got nobody. Ha, ha, ha. Okay. This writing is terrible. Bear with me, y'all. Also, can y'all tell me how to give a nice blowjob and what I can do to make it better? Holy fuck.
Okay. Now, for one, another thing. Her,
our future.
Her pressing, her controlling how much is in her mouth and how fast it's going is nothing compared to a guy when he is at a certain level and he is, he has your pipe grip on your head and he is fucking the shit out of your mouth. You can't compare the two. One, you're controlling. One, you might not have no control over. So, I don't know what to tell her about that. okay. Advice. Sloppy, wet, jaws locked. You know, they like it tight. It's the whole gist of it. They want it to be tight and wet. Just like they will want a vagina, tight and wet. rhythm is everything. If they can, the two hand twist is good. You know, a little tongue action. And don't neglect the balls. And if you want to, what the hell? Go for the gooch, too.
Say it again. Do what now? Go for the what? Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yes! Go for the goddamn Gucci. The man coochie. You gotta get the gooch. Get it good, girl. Fuck that motherfucker. You wanna make a man scream, go from balls to gooch and back to balls. Up to the top of the dick, come back down, go back to the gooch. Now, he may catch himself and feel a little, wait a minute, this is a little unmanly here. But guess what? It'll keep that motherfucker home at night for about 5 minutes until somebody else eat the gooch. But don't let that stop you. You get that gooch. Gotta get that gooch. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with y'all women who playing around with the balls and the dick and then forget about the gooch. The gooch is a part of the balls. All right? It's man taint. Right? You gotta get it. Got to get it. But yeah, honey, you gotta. I guess you could play with your toys to work on the technique. In terms of proper gesturing, slurp techniques, but it's not the same as the real thing. So you always want to. If you can cover the basics, he will teach you. He will tell you. You know he's telling you when he got you in a got position. You know the gok-gok position, Queen? When he got you by the back of your neck and you find yourself going gok-gok-gok, there you go. You're doing a good job. Just open your mouth, wash them fucking teeth.
Mm. Good advice, good advice.
The gooch. The goddamn gooch. If you ain't putting gooch in your mouth, then guess what, ladies? I don't know what to tell you. You better do it, goddamn it. It ain't just the balls. Now, if you don't want to lick no ass, I understand. But you gotta play with that gooch a little bit. Fuck around with y'all. Let's talk about these trends out here. We just covered one of them. Face fucking is so popular now. I'm encountering and I'm hearing so many stories about women who just love the idea of it, right? It's like it's one thing to suck dick. That's the whole thing. But face fucking is the most aggressive way of, you know, it's all throat, right? It's the got, you know? What's your thoughts on that? Are you hearing that a lot from your girlfriends and
I am, and I actually advise people to suggest it every now and then. Men like that when you suggest it, and they can be in control that moment, you know. Yeah, it's a thing. I recommend it every now and then.
Yeah. I recommend it if you're in the BDSM community. You know, if you're a dom and you're listening, I think there's a couple of brothers who are listening tonight who are have slaves or have subs. Don't collar them unless they can take it. Best advice I can give you. You know, it's so important to be able to make sure that if you're going to face fuck someone, I mean that real aggressive shit, because some of these dudes act like it's pussy. You got to make sure she can take it. You know, you don't want to have her puking all over your ass. So it's a training mechanism. It's a training stretch. You have to put a training, some training is a part of the process, because she might not be able to get the whole thing down, but you work with her a little bit. Don't just treat her like she's a fucking porn star. This is your girlfriend, right? And you can't just because she let you try it one time, so now you come, oh, man, when I get home, I'm going to fuck the shit out of her throat. Nah, bro, if she can handle it, she don't have a gag reflex, you cool. But if she do, you got to train her. You can't just jump out there and put, you know, throw a goddamn kibasa down somebody goddamn throat. Got to work it in. But yeah, the whole Facebook thing is becoming more and more popular. My Twitter feed is filled with it. That if you ever want to know where people are at in the society, you follow the porn. You follow the things that they like sexually, because that'll tell you a lot about people. And I'm seeing more and more women who don't post anything nude or something, but they're posting that meme of the girl doing the double handy, the got shit off of TikTok. So I'm like, oh, okay, so I just learned that you went to that shit too, huh? So women are telling themselves it's good, but it's pop culture now, right? Yeah, good old face fucking every day. Okay. Shout out to Lady Wren. Lady Wren says, face fucking, ass eating, and feet play. Yeah. Those are pretty popular. Yeah. Those are definitely popular. So the feet play thing, what are you seeing on your end with that? Because I already have my little runners with the feet shit. Everyone wants an OnlyFans page with feet, so I see it all the time. But what are you hearing from the ladies in regards to the world of feet?
Some are into it, some not. I get mixed reviews about it. And I tell them, don't knock it till you try it. It's a whole different feeling there. But I've gotten mixed reviews. You know,
really?
Some people, yeah. You know what, because people look, you know, it all depends on how open-minded they are. When it comes to trying new things, you know, it's always going to be dependent on how open-minded they are. You know, or maturity level, because, you know, some people that haven't really experienced much, it's still like ill to them. And that's why I explain to people, like, some things you got to try. You know, you can't just write off because you never know. You might like it. We do have a list of things that may be, you know, completely off limits, but you have to be a little more open-minded to kind of explore and do some things, because it might be the best decision you ever made to try those things.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. If you give it a try, and if it works, you'll have a great time. If it doesn't work, you don't do it again. But to Ren's point, yeah, foot play has always been around. I think what's happening is more and more men are fessing up to it, and more women are bragging about their men who suck their toes in missionary or feet fucking. Feet fucking been around for years. Now I'm starting to see more and more black women doing it.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing with, like, eating ass. That's not new. It's more out in the open now, but it's nowhere near new. People are just, like, broadcasting a little more now.
It's a whole vibe to it now. Like, goddamn, y'all just now eating ass? What the hell? And then you got the brothers who, you know, they still in, I ain't no ass, fuck that. You okay. You give it a minute. You give it a minute. More and more men are like, yeah, I eat some ass. You know, what y'all should be asking yourself is, why ain't he eating your ass? He loves you. He don't love you. He ain't eat your ass. Fuck, he love you. He won't lick your ass. Anyway, the other side of that is you give it more time. As more people get into stuff, people feel more comfortable with coming out. And one of these days, we're going to be doing this show. Hey, Quinn, you notice how many dudes are admitting that they like their ass ate? I'm telling you, everybody will play that tough shit, but you get them behind closed doors, they in all kinds of shit. Because we're spilled. Good.
Oh, no, I was saying that people have to, for people to try new things with people, they have to feel safe to know that, you know, their business is going to be their business. Some people want to try things without having to worry about, because the part of trying things is being able to trust the person you're trying it with. Mm-hmm. Not as soon as you get mad or fall off or stop messing with each other, or as soon as somebody do it, you're going broadcasting it to the world. People don't want to do that. And people who feel safe and trust someone is more inclined to try more things, you know, and open up a little bit more.
Yeah, it's a part of sex, man. And if you're going to be closed-minded, you're going to be missing out on a lot of shit. Especially if shout out to Kat Collins. She's asking if we could elaborate on the importance of a connection to do all of this freaky shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to have that connection.
I know, because the vibe is everything. When it becomes naturally and it's not forced, then it's so much better, because now it's just, you're going with the flow. It's not a lot of pressure. You know, you want to please that person want to please you, and y'all just letting loose and being able to just be one. You know, it's not all awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. So, you know, it's going to be hard. Some people are just like that. They're just a natural freak, and they will do everything with everybody. They require very little connection. It's just all about the attraction and the actual experience for them. Those are the motherfuckers that's going to give you an STI, right? Because you look good and you had two good conversations, so he got his tongue up your ass, licking your lunch, and he don't know where you came from, who you just fucked the other day, who you fucked before 10 minutes before you got to him. He's just there for the experience. So those are the people you got to be careful with. And Kat's right. You know, you should have a certain quality to the connection of the people you're doing that real extreme freaky shit. Now, if you are or you are part of the slutty movement, or you're part of the free use movement, getting throat fucked is nothing to you. You you don't care who it is. You don't need a connection for that, because you're a part of that lifestyle. And for those who don't know, yes, being a slut is a lifestyle. It's a whole culture. It's a kink and a fetish at the same time. There are people that we talk about on the show all the time, people who literally are calling us or writing into us asking, where can they go get used? What's a safe place? It's a real thing. And if you're about that life, then this don't apply to you, because you don't care about the connection. You're there for the stimulation and the pure act. But the people who want to just have fun and keep shit safe, make sure that even if it's a friend with benefits or a situationship, make sure you got a good connection with them, because that chemistry is what's going to enhance the pleasure of it, right? You know, think about it. The best nut you get is from somebody you actually got a good connection from. Because if not, y'all just fucking animals fucking. And if that works for you, that's fine too. We got about 4 minutes, Queen, before we get up out of here.
Okay.
Okay, so Lady Wren is asking, could we name at least 5 of the top kinks that are out there that people are getting into, because she's seeing them all over social media. What are the most popular?
I'll let you have this one because we only got 4 minutes left.
Okay. Virtual sex, no doubt. If you're scrolling through Instagram, you're scrolling through Facebook, there's always that chick that's talking about $35, $40 for FaceTime, you know. So virtual sex is a real thing. They're doing it through Messenger, they're doing it through the video on Instagram, or they're doing it through FaceTime. And, of course, dom and submissives, that's always going to be a thing. There's so much content out there. There's so many people out there looking for new subs. There's a lot of subs who are looking for doms. So you're always going to see that. Bondage, anal play, we covered that. Foot fetish, role playing, voyeurism is on an all-time rise. For those of you who love good old-fashioned homegrown porn, not the industry shit in the studio, how many of you have stumbled across somebody on vacation getting fucked on a balcony? Right? That's a vibe. And I don't know how many times I've seen some girl post a screenshot of a chick. They ain't showing a full, but it's a man with an ass in his hand, and she's bent over out in public, and they come out mood. They on a beach somewhere. So voyeurism, and the whole idea of being an exhibitionist for people to see, or that thrill of getting caught, that's on an all-time high. Those are the ones I've seen a lot of. You know, I'm a weirdo, so I see all kinds of shit. Well, you know, not bad on the first run, Queen.
Right.
You know?
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Couple quick shout-outs. Yeah. You know, we start with sex. Next week it'll be some life and, you know, some life things. We'll go through that too. But, yeah, shout-out to Limited Edition. Shout-out to Ms. Dopeness. Shout-out to Nazi Adeyemi. Shout-out to Zyle Styles. Shout-out to Cat Collins. Shout-out to Ren. Shout-out to Kimmy Coco over in Jamaica. And shout-out to everybody who's tuning in. Everybody who shared our content and helped us get this first show off the ground, we appreciate you.
Yes. Don't forget about Queen Vi's apparel, T-shirts. Anything could be put on a T-shirt, any style, shipping. I'm going to put a couple of things I have up. We're going to put it on the page so you guys can see it. Also do masks as well, hats, you know, all that good stuff. Okay.
Yep.
All right, that's it for your shout-out,
Okay. Yeah, man, it's time to go. I got some birthday sleep to do.
Yeah.
Y'all party. I'm sleeping.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. That concludes our show for tonight. Until next time, good night, everybody.
Peace, y'all.